Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Monica with Family First Care.
Thanks, Monica. Please stay on the line.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. May I please speak to Etienne?
Yes, that's me.
Hi, this is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. I was reaching out to you because I see that you're interested in signing up for the aid for Trudy.
Yeah, that's my mom.
Perfect. I sent you over the onboarding requirements that you need to complete to work with her. Do you have a couple of minutes to go over it just in case you have any questions?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So I sent you a total of 4 links. The first link is going to be for your application, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The second link will be for your competency test. Now, this is going to be some reading material that you're going to have to go through, and then you're going to have to answer about 80 questions based on the material that you read. Now, the most important thing here is that you complete the test and you submit it. Don't worry about what score you get,
okay?
Direct deposit form, if you want us to set you up, just double-check your account number and routing number are correct before you fill it out and submit the form. And then the last thing you need to complete is the I-9W-4 link. So that's going to ask you questions like if you're a U.S. citizen, if you have any dependents that you need to claim, et cetera. Now, besides these links, we also do need your 2 forms of IDs. Do you have a driver's license or state ID?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. And do you have your social as well?
Yes, I do.
All right. So I need you to send me pictures of either your driver's license or state ID and a picture of your social. And you can send it to me via text, email, or you can upload it to one of the links that I sent you, like, for example, on your I-9 or direct deposit form.
Okay.
And then the last the 2 last requirements will be your TB test. Are you up to date with that within the year?
Say that one more time. What test?
The TB test, tuberculosis test.
I believe so.
Okay. Do you have like your results with you that you can check? Because if you're not up to date, then we can schedule you an appointment to get it done.
I can ask my doctor.
Okay, perfect. And then have you lived in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more?
Yeah.
All right. Do you happen to have, like, any of your expired IDs?
What do you mean expired IDs? Like,
old expired IDs or maybe, like, a pay stub, a bank statement. The document has to be from 2023 or older, and then it has to have your name on it and your address. It doesn't have to be a current address. It can be an older address.
Yeah, I surely have some of that. Would just, mail suffice, or?
Yeah, but we actually need to see, the letter. So you have to open up the letter, and we have to see the date, your name, and the address.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, perfect. Do you have any questions on the requirements that we went over?
Yeah, I think I would like to know more about Family First Care and how my mom kind of got in contact with you.
So I'm not really involved with the client directly. I'm not the one who, reaches out. I specifically just onboard the aide for the client.
Okay.
She's been in contact with Abigail, which is the coordinator of the case. She's the enrollment coordinator. So if you like, I can give you her number, and you can reach back out to her to just ask her some questions.
Well, when does this start?
I'm sorry?
When does the caregiver position start? When would I start working technically, and when would I start getting paid as well?
So whenever we get the authorization from the insurance is when you can start.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea how long the onboarding process usually is?
I mean, onboarding for you, it depends on how fast you complete everything. If you complete everything in a day, then you're going to be ready. But as long as if we don't have the authorization from the insurance, you're still not going to be able to start. So really, the insurance needs to send that over. And if you're ready, then you can start as soon as that's submitted.
Okay. Do you guys have a website or something I could look up?
Family first? Yeah, let me just look at it here. Shipping on my... FamilyFirstHHC.com. www.familyfirsthhc.com.
Family First.
Mm-hmm.
What.com?
Do you want me to text it to you?
Yes, please.
All right. Just sent you a text.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you want me to send you the name and the phone number of the coordinator so you can ask for any questions you might have?
Yes, I would appreciate that.
Sure. Let me just. Her name is Abigail. I'm going to be sending that over to you right now. I just sent you her number.
Okay. I got it. Thank you so much.
Of course. You're welcome. Just a quick question. Are you familiar with Joseph?
Yeah, so that's my little brother.
Okay. Do you know if he's really interested in signing up? Because every time I call, it doesn't really seem like he's up for it.
I'm not really sure. I can call him and get back to you on that.
All right. Yeah, because I had scheduled him an appointment to get his TB test done, and it was supposed to be for today, but he told me that he thought it was a phone call when I thought it was a blood test. So I don't know if he's, like, confused. I did ask him if he was interested, and he kind of hesitated when he answered. And he said yes, but it's kind of like it doesn't seem like he is, you know?
Well, let me schedule a TB test just in case.
Okay.
Where are they being done, in Philly?
So I scheduled him for his TB test in, hold on, let me just check, at a LabCorp. He told me he wanted something by this zip code, 19104, which is a LabCorp in Philadelphia. It's at 3700 Market Street.
Okay.
And he told me he was going to try to make it tomorrow. But again, I don't know if he is because he didn't really seem interested.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to him and ask him about that. Well, cool.
All right, perfect. Mm-hmm. And I guess just
can
go
I
back
schedule?
To... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Can I schedule a TB test
for
sometime this weekend? Yeah, just in case.
So they're not available on the weekend for the lab corp. I can schedule you Monday through Friday if you like.
I don't know. Like, what time? Maybe I could do Friday. I'm on spring break right now. I go to school in New York, but I live in Philly. My whole family lives in Pennsylvania. So I can't really do any kind of test during the week, but I'm on spring break right now. So maybe I could do something Friday.
Let me see. You want me to use the same zip code in Philadelphia, 19104?
That's fine.
Okay.
Or is there a way that I could do the LabCorp test, or not LabCorp, the TB test in New York?
Give me a zip code, and I have to see if it'll let me schedule you in New York.
It's 10025.
Yeah, I see that I can schedule you there. There's a LabCorp that's at 535 West 110th Street, and they have appointments for tomorrow.
What time?
12:15, 2:30, 3:15, or 3:30.
It's 535 plus 100 times. Oh, okay. That's really close to me, actually. You said what time? One more time?
12:15, 2:30, 3:15, or 3:30.
I can do 12:15.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to need some information from you so I can schedule your appointment, okay? Your name is spelled E-T-T-I-E-N-N-E.
Yes.
And Lewis is the last name, L-E-W-I-S?
Yes.
What is your date of birth?
10/27/2004.
Okay. So October 27, 2004, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, what is your email address?
E as in Echo, P as in Paris, L as in Larry.
Mm-hmm.
2136
mm-hmm.
at Columbia, Columbia
mm-hmm.
dot edu.
Okay. And what is your address?
362 Riverside Drive. Should I give my Philadelphia one or my college one?
It doesn't matter, whatever you want to provide. It's only for
okay.
the appointment purposes.
Okay. 362 Riverside Drive.
Mm-hmm.
New York City, New York. 10025.
Okay. All right, perfect. I'll send you over the confirmation right now. And then when you go in tomorrow, just make sure you bring your ID with you and then show them the confirmation that I'm sending to you, okay? Everything is
okay.
going to be prepaid, so you don't need to pay for anything up front. Just show them your ID. And then once you finish, it generally takes about 2 to 3 days to get the results back. So we should
okay.
have results maybe by Tuesday, Wednesday, the latest.
Okay.
All right, perfect. And then I'll try to touch base with you on Monday to see how you, if you spoke with Abigail and see how you're feeling, and then you can let me know if your brother is going to be continuing the onboarding process.
Sure. I'll
okay.
keep you updated. I'm okay, supposed
sure.
to be going home tomorrow, like for
uh-huh.
break. So
okay.
I'm hopefully trying to schedule this before my parents come and pick me up. But
okay.
if my schedule should get moved around, I'll call you and try to reschedule the TB appointment.
Sure. So it seems like you can actually go even before your scheduled appointment time. Let me see what time they have available. Hold on. Let me see what time they open. Like if you need to go in earlier or a little later, you can still go
okay.
as long as they're open. I just want to see what time they're available. Give me 1 minute. Okay, yeah, so they're actually open tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Then I'm assuming they close for, like, a lunch break. They open back up from 2 to 5 p.m.
Okay.
So you can go anytime, like, if you're a little bit earlier or later, you can go anytime during that time that they're open.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I'll send you their schedule just in case, okay?
Thank you.
Of course, you're welcome. Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.